Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL offensive lineman, now with the Action Network, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jeff, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, just dealing with another hurricane.
I saw your tweeting. Your generator went out or something? What's going on, man? You all right?
My power went out.
Okay.
The generator is hooked up everything but the gas, so it actually doesn't work yet. So they're supposed to do that yesterday, and the gas guy never showed up. So, and I'm just driving around Charlotte charging my phone in my car. You know what's crazy about Charlotte? I don't know if this is in Cleveland, but like when we lose power in Charlotte, like people don't know how to do at the signals. They just drive, like one side just drives till they're out of cars, and the other side just drives till out of cars.
That's bizarre.
And the people that try to turn left, try to like cram in and turn left, and it's like, guys, you go one at a time. It's like, go back to driving school. It's like a stop sign. They lose their mind. It's unbelievable.
Well, how bad's the hurricane where you're at?
It's not bad. We just got, it's actually interesting. We got probably more wind than we did for Florence in a short period of time. I mean, it's only going to be here today for us. We'll get like 3 to 5 inches as this one comes up through Florida. I've been here 10 years, and we didn't have one hurricane the first 10 years I was here. We had two this year.
Wow. All right, well, glad you're safe and everybody's staying safe there. We'll talk some football with Jeff here. And Browns get their second win of the year last week, pulling one out against the Baltimore Ravens, their best win, really, since they beat the Bengals in 2014 to get to 7-5 at the time, or 7-4 at the time. No, 7-5 at the time. They have not had a quality win. They've had obviously not many wins, period, since. What did you think of the Browns' performance this past Sunday?
I thought it was good. I had the under in the game. That's kind of what I figured it would go. I didn't think it would be quite that low scoring. Look, with that defense, they're going to be in every game this year. I mean, even when the Raiders score 40 points, they're still in the game, right? I think that they, with what they're building on defense, will always sustain them. And then, look, they do just enough. I was probably a little bit wrong about what I thought Baker Mayfield could do early in his career. He's kind of proven a lot of people, I think, wrong, and it's been exciting to watch him play. And the most interesting thing I've taken the last couple of weeks is, like, the Browns are fun to watch, which for a while you couldn't say that about them.
That's true.
We've been talking a lot, Jeff, about the comments from Eric Wedelic after the game when he says Baker's staring down receivers and should have thrown maybe 4 interceptions. And I'm like, well, you lost the game, dude. And he threw for 340-something yards. He's a rookie. Like, he probably does stare down receivers. Like, is that so uncommon? Is that crazy? Or is that just sour metal?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. It's probably a little bit of him just venting that they didn't play as good as they maybe could have, or maybe he's upset that, you know, that Baker Mayfield's getting a little bit too much attention. But I think it's true, right? He's going to have instances where he throws the ball late. He's a rookie. He's getting used to it, but the Ravens got to make the plays. So you can't complain too much about that. You lost the game.
We're talking with former offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, I was looking at in your career and how many times you played Thursday night football. Looks like you lost your first three Thursday night football games with Carolina again in Minnesota, and then you won in Kansas City. I'm curious, with the Thursday night football, how tough is that coming back, playing that game after playing on a Sunday in terms of body recovery, especially when you have to go on the road?
You're right. We lost to the Dolphins in 2009. I don't know why I remember this. We lost the Steelers game in 10 was like legit the worst game I've ever been a part of an offense. We had like 103 total yards in that game. We were really bad. We were 2-14 that year with Jimmy Clausen. Oh, yikes.
You had 45 passing yards in that game.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that game clearly because it's the only game of my career, and it was week 16, so it was really late in the year, last Thursday game of the season. Pittsburgh was really good that year. They were 12-2. We were 2-12, and their defense was, like, averaging only allowing, like, 66 yards a game. And we were so pumped. We rushed for, like, 74, 75 yards. I just remember that game because it's the only game in my career where we kind of openly joked before the game how we were going to lose really badly. Like, it was, like, common knowledge on the offensive line, like, we're going to get our butts kicked tomorrow. Normally you hold out some hope that things go your way, but not that game. I mean, for Thursday night, I've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of early season games, and Kansas City was week three. The Giants twice is like week three and four. Obviously, the Giants are playing early in the season tonight. It's not that bad early in the season. Your body recovers pretty quickly, but as the season goes on, it does really wear on your body. You know, I understand the point of the Thursday games for TV money, and we might not have NFL Network if not for this money, but it really does take a toll on your body. You saw last week the Colts coming off an overtime game against the Texans. I mean, they had eight guys inactive, and all eight were for injuries. Like, it wasn't even like they could even play. And then they dropped three or four guys during the game. So it does take a toll physically on teams if you're not prepared for it. And I think older guys, while it might, it might kind of hurt their bodies, know at least sort of how to get ready to play these games.
All right, Jeff, as we look at this matchup Sunday with the Chargers and Browns, what do you see the line, by the way? It's a pick 'em or is it Chargers minus one? Do you think the Browns can win?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Chargers are a team that's – I thought it was Chargers favored by one. Did it move? It moved already?
Yeah. No, I think it's one. Do you think the Browns can get their first winning streak since 2014?
Yes.
That's crazy. I think that anything is sort of possible with, obviously, that defense. But, you know, can the Browns do enough offensively against the Chargers? I think they can. I think it's very realistic to think the Browns could win this game. The thing about it is I've always liked Phillip Rivers. I think he's a gamer. He will not be intimidated by the Browns' defense. But I think the Browns could definitely get this done, and I wouldn't put it by them to win this game. Look, they're in the hunt for the division right now. It's been, I think the Bengals probably do win and go to 5-1 and maybe lock up the division early in the year. But the Browns are fighting for a playoff spot, so they have a little bit more to play for, obviously, than they have in the past.
Jeff, as a Bengals fan, I don't know how, I am. And you just throw up the Bengals are going to win. I don't know. I have no faith that they're going to beat Pittsburgh. I always assume they're going to lose to Pittsburgh.
Well, here's the deal with that game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Is I feel like the Bengals are pretty solid as a team, and you know what you're getting week in, week out. Yeah, Andy Dalton's still a little up in the air, but you know that you're going to get, at least this year, you're going to get good defense, good to above-average defense. You're going to get a run game that's been working well, and against Pittsburgh's defense, I think it'll continue to be well. Ever since Shazier's been out, they just can't stop anybody. And then, offensively with Dalton, maybe you don't know what you're getting, but if you get average Dalton with the weapons they have on the outside and Mixon is playing, you have a good chance to be successful. The problem I have with the Steelers is I don't know what team I'm getting every week. So that worries me. I'd love to say the Steelers are going to win this game, but I kind of like to bet on teams that I kind of know what I'm getting every week.
Jeff, I'm curious. Last week I gave you the picks that I liked. I think you liked one and didn't like the other. But I love the Broncos at home this week. I know they haven't played great, but they're at home.
Love it.
There's supposed to be snow, right? Bad weather.
Love
I think
it.
That could maybe slow down
love
the Rams
it.
A little. Broncos plus seven?
You don't convince me. I took the Seahawks plus seven last week. Here's the deal, man. Home underdogs this year are cashing about 60%. And you get a home dog plus 7 points in plus of snow. I took the under already in that game. I love this game. Already bet it. I love every part of it.
Any other games this weekend or totals that you like in the NFL?
Let me see here. Let me pull up my Action Network app. There's a plug right there. See, I know what I'm doing.
Look at you. You're a pro.
I like under Buffalo Texans. I like Washington at home against Carolina minus one. It is minus one now. And if you want to root for a lot of points, take the over in the Sunday Night Football game in the Chiefs and the Panthers. I mean, Chiefs and the Patriots. Sorry,
life's too short to bet the under, right?
I bet a lot of unders, but
yeah, but you can't watch them though.
This year, oh, you can. You just root for disaster. This year, yeah. Though, in the NFL, I don't know. It's hard to pick a lot of unders. You got to take bad offensive lines, and you got to take bad quarterbacks. And you know, like the Texans and Bills this weekend, Josh Allen's like a historic pace to be the most awful quarterback ever. So with his stats this year, so I think that's a fair under to take there.
Jeff, what else can the fans get with the Action Network app?
Well, obviously, you can get real-time alerts. So, what, you know, I'll give you an example. So, you can set alerts on the phone to get – it's the only app I have that I get alerts from. I don't get alerts from any other app, not even text messages. I just don't get alerts for anything but the Action Network stuff. So, basically, I'll give you an example of how it works. So, there's a college game this weekend, UCF and Memphis. And I've watched a ton of Memphis, a ton of UCF this year. They're fun teams to bet on. They play at home in Memphis. And I wanted the over in this game as soon as it came out, but I wanted to get the best number because it's obviously going to rise. So I sent an alert. The over hit about Monday. It was at 77, a ton of points. I took it. It's gone to 81 now. At 81, I don't know if I really take it. It's a big number. 77, I feel better about. So you can set alerts and get things, you know, try to get the number at where you want it. It really helps you if you're trying to find the best of the number.
All right, Jeff, good luck getting the power back. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.